It's no coincidence I want to hang with you. Rise and fall together and travel is better in twos. Sometimes it feels like a magnet, the way the crazy always sticks with its own kind. I don't believe in ESP, but you can read my mind.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Metaphysical Happy Hour. We are here with special guests, Sense of Soul, Shannon and Mandy. But Tracy, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey guys, I'm Dread Catch Medium, Tracy Escobar, and we're super excited to have you two on. I hope you're excited. I'm excited. Can't wait to get started. You ready? So, yes. Sense of Soul, tell us what that is. So you guys have a really popular podcast, I just want to say. So thanks for being on our little baby podcast. I really appreciate it. But tell us, what is Sense of Soul? Tell us what it's about. Tell us.
I'm Shanna, and I'm a Sense of Soul. Sense of Soul. What is Sense of Soul? Well, actually, it started because I actually was able to sense my soul.
Really?
That's where it came from. I mean, literally, it was just, you know, I had grown up with a Catholic background, had experienced a lot of stress in my life, was searching for peace of mind. You know, I was a empath my whole life, ended up going to some mindfulness classes, and realized I talked a lot of shit to myself in that moment.
That's being just raw, real, right?
You know, a lot of negative talk is what I noticed. And so kept on doing this mindfulness thing. Ended up going to, taking some, meditation classes and whatnot. And I realized, holy crap, I'm not just a body. And there's a lot more to the spiritual stuff that I've been taught. You know, I kind of was in a box, and I was asked this question, and it really blew me away. It was, how much of what you believe in have you been told to believe in? And of that, how much have you actually experienced? I didn't experience anything. I was living by everything and everybody else's, beliefs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so around the same time, and I'll let Mandy share, but, we got to our spiritual awakenings, in different ways, but we had very similar symptoms and around the same time. And Mandy and I have been friends since we were 15. So it was really nice to have somebody else to bounce all this crazy stuff off of.
It is, because you think you're alone in the world. You think it's just happening to you. It's a right. Very lonely process sometimes, right?
Yeah. For sure.
And so, Mandy, what happened? What was your story? Like, what led to your awakening? What led to that?
Well, thank you guys, first of all, for having us on. I've definitely been looking forward to connecting with you both. My experience was pretty extreme. I had a near-death experience when I was 18. At the time, I tried to kind of drink it away, unfortunately, for many years, push it away because it felt uncomfortable to me. What I had experienced. And then I had another near-death experience in 2013. And that one left me in a coma for 9 days, where I actually crossed over to another dimension. And when I came back, it was undeniable that I had changed. And I had a lot of these physical symptoms that Shanna was experiencing as well. They were diagnosed as both with fibromyalgia. And we didn't want to accept that. So we started doing some research together, and we were both getting a lot of downloads, messages, and we had each other, thank God, because otherwise I probably would have ended up in a mental institution. And we decided that we didn't want anyone else to feel alone on their journey. So we started the Sense of Soul podcast. And from there, it grew into a mobile boutique. It grew into workshops, and it grew into just wonderful guests and meeting amazing people like you.
I read, when was it established? Was it 2017?
Well, the podcast itself was actually, 2000. I thought it was 2018.
Was it 18?
But Sense of Soul, once I started meditating, I was journaling a lot. So I would meditate in the morning, and then I would write. And I would write and write and write, and I couldn't stop. I mean, sometimes it was like ridiculous. I was like, you know, writing as I'm walking because I can't stop writing. Yeah. And so, and then I'd call up Mandy and I'd send her what I wrote. And she's like, that's some good shit. You need to like put that out there. And I'm like, oh no, girl. Nobody's got to know my business. That's so what I was thinking. But so what I did is I made sense of soul.com. And so I put my post up there thinking, well, I'm going to read them. So, but, and actually later on, I ended up discovering that I actually was channeling one of my spirit guides.
See, I think that's amazing. And I want to stop there because I teach a lot too. And I have students and I do a lot of readings too. And I tell everybody who are going through the awakening, how much meditation and journaling, how important it is. So I'm glad that someone else did the same thing. Cause I think on my healing journey, what started me was meditating and journaling. I didn't walk into this thinking I was going to have any gifts. I just decided one day I need to heal. Like, I'm tired of feeling sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of running, numbing, and hiding. Right. And so I know you guys probably know that feeling. Right. And so it all started for me with meditating and journaling and writing. So I'm glad to see someone else has those same experiences so that other people who want to start their journey, that's where you start. Just start somewhere. Just start one day. Right.
Mm-hmm. That is kind of what opened the door for me too. I was doing a lot of really raw writings on Facebook and sharing my recovery. I am an alcoholic and I always will be, but I don't like to label myself that anymore. I like to say that I'm in recovery. And I just started simply sharing my story in a very raw way. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately it was during a lot of the political campaign and I felt like there was a lot of negativity on Facebook. So my therapist was like, well, why don't you use a different platform then? Because I didn't want to get off of social media because I'd helped so many people get sober. And Shannon and I both decided, you know what? That's a brilliant idea. And she just so happened to be going to the same therapist. And we were like, let's come up with a new platform. And, you know, the universe just supported us. Once you're aligned with your purpose, the universe just completely supports you. And it's just been a beautiful journey since.
Do you think that attributes to you guys? Like, so the podcast is a success, right? So I think I pulled some numbers. It's like the top 25 of spiritual podcasts. What do you attribute your success? What do you think the magic piece is?
You know what I'm saying? That Mandy and I, we've asked this question to ourselves.
what's the recipe, right?
You know, I think that we're just normal. You know what I mean? We're two normal people talking about things that are kind of not so normal, or at least they're not typical. But I think that they are typical, but people just don't talk about it. And then they think that it should only be like maybe this witchy person that talks about it, or this dark person with crystals and that lives in LA, or, you know what I mean?
I know.
We're just two suburban mothers. You know what I mean?
I get that all the time. You don't look like a psychic.
We started podcasting on the floor. You know, Mandy spent half of her years in a closet, literally. And so I think that that's it. And, you know, we don't try to like not cuss and stuff like that, because we just want it to flow. We just want it to come from our hearts. I'm very emotional. And I'll also tell you, we don't have it all figured out. We're going through our journey as we are podcasting and learning from every single person that we meet.
I think that's key right there. Just continuing to grow and to evolve in front of people so they can see your involvement and how you affect it and how you can continue to grow. So I think that's a beautiful mixture. How do you guys partner? Like, who does what? Who's got the good, like me and Cassie, when we started doing this, we're like, okay, Cassie, I am not technical. She's going to have to be the technical one. I'll talk the whole time because that's what I'm good at. Like, did you guys have to figure out who's good at what, or just, you just come together and let it go? No planning? No.
Yeah. I have to be honest.
She lost.
Go ahead, Shanna.
There she is.
There you are.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, honestly, we had no planning at all.
We,
I think that's what was so great about it, is that we didn't know what we were freaking doing. We had no idea how to podcast. We just literally jumped into it. And again, the universe just supported us. Shanna just so happened to be good at the website piece of it and the technical piece of it. And I was good at reaching out and communicating with guests and with book publishers and doing the emails and the calendar. And we just kind of evened each other out. You know, the biggest piece of magic that I can think of is that we're definitely soul family. Shanna and I, we've been, I would even go as far as like soulmates. I mean, her and I just have a crazy connection where we finish each other's sentences, and she's got a lot of dirt on me, which is really scary, but
got a lot of dirt on me too.
Yeah, we just have a really special bond, and it just so happened that she was good at the things I wasn't so good at.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Mandy is so good at the things that I am so bad at. So thank God, she is definitely like my other half.
It makes like a perfect marriage, right? A perfect business marriage. So you guys are not only friends, but like business partners. And so like, it just makes the perfect marriage. Yeah.
We have fun. It's not really even like working. It's literally just fun.
Yeah.
We get off the phone, or we get off an interview, we get on the phone and talk about the interview for a good hour or so.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the mobile boutique. I went and saw your Facebook page, and it's super cute. I want a food truck like that. That's so cute. So what started that? What inspired that?
Honestly, what inspired that was the cost of real estate was too high, and we couldn't buy a storefront.
I love it.
So we started thinking like, well, what else could we, you know, put in, put our stones and all of our cute little things that we've created into. And I just so happened to think of a mobile boutique. And again, the way the universe works is I hopped on Craigslist, and sure enough, there was one like 12 miles away from where we lived that was absolutely perfect. And it just so happened to be owned by the gentleman that owns Bandimere Speedway, which is one of the hugest like race car tracks here in the state of Colorado. So we knew that it was had been taken care of. And from there, Shanna and I went into creative mode for about 6 months, where we just handpicked our merchandise, cleared it all, gave it Reiki. Yeah. Shanna and I were literally sitting on the floor like I am now, crocheting. Well, she was crocheting. I wasn't. Making dream catchers and making, you know, little special sense of soul itemized things. I mean, it was just, it was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, COVID kind of put a dent in that, but hopefully it'll be bouncing back. But it's also just a space for people to come that need support or need help or just want to share their story and want to connect.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she has such an energy. Well, I say she, we call her Shandy, Shannon Mandy, and Shandy has the absolute best energy ever. I mean, I think Mandy, it was in her garage or in her driveway for a while, and she wanted to like sleep out there. And
did you?
She loved it so much.
Yeah.
Like, where do you guys go? Do you guys go to like events? Like where, like, what do? Just drive around?
Before COVID, we would set up in parking lots where the city of Aurora would allow us to, and we would just put out, you know, on our social media where we were going to be. And it was beautiful. I can't wait to knock the dust off of her and get her back out soon.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And Shanna's right. She does have a beautiful energy, but I'm not going to lie. Driving a huge workhorse truck is terrifying.
And I'm too little.
Shanna, like, who drives it? I want to know.
I'm too little to drive her.
I'm 5'11", and she's like 4'8". So
whatever.
So it's always me.
It's always you driving.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was so scary the first time too. I was driving behind her. Or I was driving in front of you. And I just remember looking back going, oh my God. I cannot believe we just did that. Yeah. And I couldn't believe she does good. She drives that thing good.
I think this is a really cool story. Again, like we tell our listeners all the time, I think when you get inspiration, I feel like it's divine inspiration. And a lot of times we don't listen to that, and we don't. Like, what happens? You got that inspiration and you never went to Craigslist. You know, I feel like things are divinely given to us so that things can happen. I mean, just there's a book, and I can't remember what it's called, but the theory is behind it. You get an inspiration, and if you don't do anything with it, it jumps to somebody else, right? Ooh, like a magic. So like you're being divinely inspired, and so you're meant to do something. So I always tell people, like, grab on to that inspiration and go. Maybe that's what your purpose was supposed to be. And those are the things you're supposed to do. And if it's the right thing, the universe will respond. It'll just make it happen. Or just like with you guys.
Yeah. And you know, synchronicity, we talk a lot about synchronicity, mm-hmm. because, you know, it was total synchronicity that happened to be right there in our backyard. Also, mm-hmm. you know, that morning we had asked, you know, the universe and set an intention to help us name our podcast. And, you know, that day, SOS kept coming up in songs on the radio. Since a Soul was on a truck that drove past me, I mean, it couldn't have been more clear that this was the path we are supposed to be on. So I always tell people, you know, if you have an idea, some creativity and inspiration, just ask the universe to show you, you know, your path and your journey, and it will be so right there in front of your face. You just have to have that awareness.
Yeah, it's clear how much they want to show you, and it's just the magic. I feel bad for people who don't experience the magic, right? Because they don't believe. Yeah. Just have an awareness and open yourself up to the magic. I have a question though for you all. So I know a lot of times when we start our awakening and we start our journey, what classes did you take? What did you, who got Reiki first? Who did what? Like for me, my awakening came then mediumship. Like we talked about that before we got online, that became my passion. So what was yours?
Yeah, I was a massage therapist first. Okay. And I've always been very attracted to the energy modalities. And so okay. I, in school, already had a few under my belt. Then I had this random client that came in and she was like, you're going to be a Reiki master and you're from Cryon. I'm like, no, girl, I'm from Louisiana. I don't know what that is.
And I love it.
She could barely speak English though. And after we had our session, she was like, there's no language barrier between you and I. Isn't that interesting? And I was like, oh, wow. You mean you don't speak English? But, you know, and then it was like, you guys were just saying synchronicity. I kept seeing Reiki pop up on my Facebook, like the director of my massage school, we had become a Reiki master, was offering it to students, and so I took that, and okay. It was just like one thing after another was giving me more signs. So I went all the way to Reiki Master Teacher, and I still teach a lot of Reiki, actually, to be very honest. I'm consumed with teaching sometimes. But I have to tell you, then I actually added other things on my, you know, in my toolbox. So I felt like almost I had put myself back into a box.
Yeah.
With Reiki in some way. I was
just
like,
limiting yourself, right?
I don't just do Reiki. Reiki isn't just the only way. So yeah, I like to take other classes. I like to expand my practices and my tools. So, but yeah.
What kind of readings do you do?
Readings?
Yeah.
Well, tarot. Okay. I love to work with the chakra system. I love to help people be able to balance their chakras.
Okay.
So definitely, you know, energetic, subtle body readings.
Yeah.
And besides that, I don't do just straight on mediumship, but usually during my sessions, I get mediumship.
Sure. Yeah, sure. And Mandy, what's yours?
So in 1994, I was saved by a fireman by the name of John Woodruff Sr. Okay. And I went back to Station 6 to thank him, and I got to meet him, and we became close. And about 3 years after he saved my life from an asthma attack, he passed away of a heart attack. And then I moved 5 states, came back to Colorado, moved to a different area, had the exact same asthma attack that landed me in my coma. And when I was well enough, I went back to thank Station 13 and found out that the fireman that saved me was John Woodruff Jr. It was his son.
So, yeah, wow.
The exact same name. It was father, son. And I became very good friends with John Jr. And about 6 months after I had recovered, I kept getting woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I started getting messages from his father to give to him and his grandson. So that kind of opened up a door for me. I mean, I knew I was different because I could feel trees breathing. I could feel like the grass moving, even if I wasn't sitting on it. I felt like a oneness and a vibration that I had never felt before. I had heightened senses. So I really embraced it. At first, I was a little concerned that people were going to, you know, once again, put me back into a mental institution. I'm not going to lie. I landed in one of those when I was drinking, but this time I was not. I embraced it, and I just felt like it was my duty to share the messages. And from there, my mediumship just kind of advanced. And then I took Reiki all the way up to Reiki 3. But I would say I definitely am more do mediumship readings.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
I think there always has a passion behind it. And I always like to ask, what's the passion? So mine, again, is mediumship too. But what's your favorite part? Do you love talking to people about the podcast? What's your favorite part of it?
My favorite part of it is learning.
Is learning.
Being able to expand my wisdom and knowledge. I mean, it is just so amazing. Even when you think you've figured it out. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there's just so much more out there. And the different perspectives on just one thing is beautiful. And it's, I think also the amount of people that we've talked to from all over the world, from different countries who have different belief systems, who have different cultures, and they're all talking about the same thing. It's even though it's different language, it's still the same light language. And it's fascinating to me.
Yeah. Mandy, do you have a favorite part of podcasting?
I am all about sharing. I love hearing people's stories. Like when I go to a grocery store, I just want to like stop every single person and be like, what's your story? What's your story? What's your story? I do a lot of writings. It's called Raw, Real Authentic Words. And it's just writings that are sharing my story, because I believe that vulnerability and authenticity is what creates human connection. So I love having these podcast guests on, hearing how they turn their pain into purpose, and then being able to connect with them so that we all know we're not alone. And, you know, oneness, if one person's hurting, we're all hurting. And so I just love the connection it creates.
I think that's beautiful. Who's the teacher? Who teaches most? Shanna's the teacher.
I don't know. I mean, I think that we both bring to the table stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mandy, I think, I don't know. She's funny.
She's
freaking hilarious. She says that I'm funny. I think she's funny.
Yeah.
But I think that
it's a good duo.
I think she teaches. She has a lot to offer, especially when it comes to recovery.
Yeah.
And how she shares her story, and there's so much to learn through sharing her story. You know what I mean? So I think that, you know, and for me, I have some passions. And so, you know, like ancestry is a huge passion of mine. It's a huge passion.
Yeah.
And so if it's something that I'm passionate about, then yeah, because I'm just like, you got to listen to me. This is going to be the biggest healing ever. Do it.
Yeah.
And so it depends on what we're passionate about, I think.
I think it's a perfect duo. Do you have any questions out there, Kathy? Anything? Do you have any?
We do have some comments. We have one comment from Jennifer Greer. She says, I was just talking to my medium friend about having my aha moment on the job and purpose. And I've been struggling for 2 years with this, and bam, I popped in here at the perfect moment.
Oh, divine timing, synchronicities, right?
Or yes.
Universe is talking to you.
Absolutely. And just to answer the Chantel Glover was asking, tell us how people can get a hold of you all. We usually do that at the end of the show, but since they asked, we'll go ahead.
Just plug in Sense of Soul, you know, in any search browser, and you'll find us.
Yeah. How often do you guys do your podcast? Once a week?
No.
What do you do?
We do it a lot.
We do. It's exhausting.
You know what? It's just amazing. We were blessed with, I don't know how, but you know, these publishers that are just so amazing just kept giving us wonderful, wonderful guests. Yes. We were so blessed. And so we interview about 2 to 3 times a week, and we are way behind. So when I say way behind, like the people that we're interviewing now would really not go out until probably December.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's how many we have. And we put out 2 a week.
You put out 2 a week, and they're pre-recorded. So you guys record first and then put out. Is that what you guys do?
Oh. Yeah. We do.
That's a lot of work. Do you guys have jobs, or what's your, do you have anything that you do besides this stuff? Yeah. Like I have a full-time job too. So
you know what? It's kind of interesting because, you know, my whole life has been always dedicated to my kids. You know, I've been just a mom. If you would have said, what are you? I'm a mom. Mm-hmm. And so this is like my first thing. So when you said that, you know, this is my baby too.
This is your baby.
It really is. Yeah, it is. And my kids are kind of at an age right now that they're kind of self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. I have a son who's autistic. He's 17, so he's still in school. And then I have a little one who's 9. So I have kids from 24 to 9. So I still have kids, and they all live here. So I'm still a mom, very much.
Still a mama.
But
very much.
I get to podcast, and they get to, you know, wait for a minute and let me do my thing.
Yeah. Mandy, do you do anything outside?
So I do past life regressions. I also do Reiki. Shanna forgot to mention she still does massage.
She does. Works.
Well, I do 1 day a week. Yeah. 3 hours a week. 3 hours a week. I still do. Yeah.
But no, we dump our heart and souls into this podcast. We put in like 30 hours a week. We have workshops and life coaching that we offer on our website. Shanna does one called Grow. I do one called Evolve. We also offer a self-love. We're real big on self-love, and we also have one on the chakra system. So this is pretty much what we do. I waitress on a couple days a week. I love people. I've been in that industry since I was 15 years old, and people, again, it's so fun to see what you attract, because this round of waitressing, I run into people that just so happen to be reading Brian Weiss or Eckhart Tolle.
Right.
And I'm having conversations, meeting women who are writing books about soul. So it's been really fun to see how it shows up in that job for me.
Again, synchronicity is how it all pops up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Totally. It's just the craziest, craziest thing. I know, I was going through your website and seeing all the classes that you guys hold. I love your merch too. So like, what's your tagline? What's your line that you guys put on your stuff?
Oh my gosh. You know what? When COVID hit, we're like, shoot, what do we do with all this inventory? So we put the entire store up there.
You did?
Well, you know, because I do all of the editing, and that, you know, that takes up a lot of time. Mandy would do all the shipping and dealing with all that stuff. Oh my God. It was just getting too much. So we decided to take off all of our stuff, sadly. But if you want it, you still can email us, because we do have amazing things that we had up there. But now, so we kind of just have made it simple.
Have you? Mm-hmm.
And just have like sense of soul, like a mug, because, you know, we do have coffee, and we have had the most amazing mugs sent to us from our listeners, by the way. Oh, my God, the coolest mugs ever. And so we love mugs because we love coffee. And
I saw that donate to our coffee fund.
Yes, please donate to our coffee fund.
You can't function without it.
No, like all day function.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
If you could give, I ask almost every guest this too, because we have a lot of our listeners are just beginning their journey. And still searching, I think, for their authentic self and figuring out who they are. Like, what would be your one piece of advice to people starting? Like, if you just had to give one thing to people starting this, I know what I would give, but I want to hear what you guys think. What would you say to people?
Well, for me, it's all about awareness, being present, being still, being able to just to sit with yourself. You know, because in that you will find so much. You may find self-love. You may find spiritual gifts. You may find healing. You know, there's so many things, but you can't see it if you're busy. So you have to create the space where you're able just to be present.
I think that's very important, being present.
That's my present to you newbies.
That's the present. Love it. Mandy, what do you think?
You know, I think I'm kind of surprised about what I'm going to say, but it popped in my head. And when something pops in my head, I know I'm supposed to say it. And that is just do different. You know, it starts simple, whether it starts with just a simple affirmation. On our boutique truck, we have, you are worthy, you are loved. And another thing is progress, not perfection. Be curious. So those are the things that popped in my head for me. You know, and like Shanna said, it's all about awareness and self-love. Just getting to know you. We're not taught to get to know ourselves. So being still and just getting to know who you are.
Authentically, right?
Yeah.
I think my advice to people would be, don't compare yourself to others on your journey too. I know when we start, we tend to compare where other people are at. And so my advice to my listeners too would be just to not compare yourself to others, to go within and know that this is your journey, your path, meant for you only. And so not to compare where other people are at in their journey, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Being present. Amazing. I tell people all the time, we're so busy with life, you're missing everything, right? You're just so busy, and just such a magical, magical world out there. If we could just slow down.
Yeah.
But are we ready to do some readings?
We are. But what I wanted to mention, probably I think at least four times this week, I saw somebody mention it's a quote from Dolly Parton. And it says, the quote says, like, don't get so busy living your life or like building a life that you forget to live one. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think I'd seen that like pop up at least three or four times this week. So I just thought I would mention it because I was like, that just seems to be like kind of along what we were talking about. But I was just like, oh, yeah.
I thought, don't be so busy building your life that you forget to live it.
Yeah. Right? Just don't forget. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful. I had someone on TikTok. Cassandra is her name. Oh, isn't that a coincidence, Cassie?
I couldn't hear you.
But, you know, we get this a lot. And so this kind of goes into mediumship. And we don't do mediumship on the podcast, but I don't know. Words of wisdom from you two. So ready? Put on your words of wisdom hat. Here you go. My son passed away 8/1 of 18, and he was just a baby, wondering as his birthday is coming up if he has anything to say. So I know losing children, do you guys deal with people who've lost children? And I know that's always the toughest one, and people will question why, or is there a God? And I don't know, any words of wisdom for this mama?
I am a mother.
I know, me too.
And I am an empath. So immediately I feel her pain and so very sorry for her loss. I do believe that we are evolving souls, and I don't believe that we die and that's just it. So I believe that, you know, her son's life in the physical body that he was in may have ended, but his energy never died. Energy doesn't die, and his soul will continue and possibly would come to her as another child or even maybe a grandchild. I would say that is very likely.
Yep, I believe in that too.
That is in my belief.
Yep, my belief too. Yeah. And that's probably one of the hardest things. You know, we never want to be a part of that club, right? Us as mamas. Mm-hmm. Never.
No, we sure don't. My brother passed away in 2007, and my poor mom has never been the same. It's just, I got a message, and that was just that to follow the path that you want to follow, and that this angel baby has no expectations of you. Just be.
Oh, she said, thank you, guys. So you're welcome. All right. Anybody out there for you, Cassie, on your end?
Yeah, we got a couple people. Let's do it. Let's start with Joyce Sicko. I hope I said that last name correctly.
Since we have four people, I think we all just pull a card and kind of give a little message. Sound good?
Yeah. God, my husband's on the other end.
I had a card fly out of the deck.
So that's the one.
Go for it, Kath.
Okay. All right. So the card that came out is this card. It's for Garnet is the stone. Mine, the deck I'm using is kind of an angel and stone card. What it talks about is purification and detoxification. So it's time to release physical and energetic toxins from your life. And if you see in this card, there's just that huge bright light that's shining out of it. And so I feel like as Joy, as you focus on you and your inner light and kind of letting some of those other influences go, I think that you're just going to just keep shining brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter.
There you go. That's beautiful. I'll go next. So for Joy, I got the acceptance card. And it says surrender to what is and what will be. So sometimes we have to surrender control and let things be what they're supposed to be, let people be what they are supposed to be. And for you, it's just about controlling you and your emotions and what's inside of you. So in this card, the heart stands out to me, and that's all about going within, right? We can't control other people, but we can control ourselves, and we can choose to have people in our life, and we can choose situations to be in our life, and we can choose them not to be in our life. So coming to a place of acceptance, I think, is your message today from your people in heaven, your guides, whoever you want to believe in. Who's next?
Okay, I'll go. Direction Guardian is who I chose. This card, it trips me out because this is actually what an angel is described in the Bible itself. The Direction Guardian is about choosing your path and being okay with whatever path you choose. That even if you choose the wrong path, you just learned a bunch of lessons, you know, or you just gained some strength. So again, I kind of, what the other lady said, just basically accepting your journey and all the ups and downs. And like Mandy always says, find the lesson in the, or the blessing in the lessons.
The blessing in the lesson. That needs to be on a t-shirt.
I know.
It does. Lesson in the lesson.
So I am not surprised. I pulled this exact same card that Shanna did.
Shut the front door. Of course she did.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Talk about alignment.
Oh, right. My goodness.
That is so crazy.
Again, you know what? What she said.
I love it. I love it.
Amazing. Mandy. She's on my vibe. Or I'm on
her. She just jumped all over it. Yeah.
All right. So Tracy, do you have anybody on your end?
Yeah. So this question comes up a lot. So we're going to do a general one.
Okay.
Just because I don't know about you guys and your readings. I don't typically like to do predictive readings. So I'm trying to get away from predictive readings, and I want to do more of a healing reading. So we get a lot of people like, who's my soulmate, right? That kind of stuff, right? So this lady, her name was Mary Beth Craig. Please choose relationship card about the man I'm with now. So what would you say? So many people are stuck on the, I don't know. I'm going to let you guys in your words of wisdom answer that one. I got my card. Yeah.
I got my card too.
All right. So here you go, Mary Beth. Here's this one for you. So, and I think it's perfect. I'll go first. I got the speak card. Let me show my TikTok because that's where it's coming from. It's the speak card. And it says, to lace your words with love, to speak your truth, and be authentic. Only you know what's going on in your relationship, right? Trust your intuition, trust your feeling, and go from there. Yeah, Cassie, what did you get?
I got the rose quartz card. Which is basically new or renewed romantic love is here for you. But honestly, what I, rose quartz, from what I know about it being a crystal, it's all about the heart chakra. It's all about being gentle with yourself. It's also about loving yourself. And honestly, it's more about loving you and being at peace with who you are. And then that person that is the right person for you is going to come in.
Yeah, it all falls into place, right?
Yes.
So my thing is that I got the Oracle card, which this card, there's a lot behind it with this question. But because it is about making a decision, this card. And it's something that I talk about all the time. Like, you already know. She already knows. She already knows. Literally, she already. It's almost like when you flip a coin and you're like, I hope I get the heads, because I really hope it's this. Like, you already know. And if your mind's tricking you that you don't know, you need to sit with yourself and trust your body to speak to your soul and use that together, that discernment. Trust yourself. Trust, you know, yeah. We don't have the answer. You do. You have everything you need within yourself to know. But this card actually means that, though. That if you're looking for a decision, to go within.
Go within. Perfect.
All right. So Earth Magic Oracle card, I pulled solitude. Ooh. So just what Shanna said. Go sit with yourself. Find a space in nature or somewhere that brings you comfort and sit within. And that's where the answer is. When you decide to spend time with yourself in solitude, you are choosing once again to find and connect with who you really are. So connect with you. That's where the answer lies. Solitude.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. The next person we're going to go with, her name is Melody.
Melody.
Hi. And we are just going to do a general reading for her.
All right.
What you got, Tracy?
I got the path card. So, and it says, everyone's path may be different, but the destination is always the same. And so trust the path that you're on. And in the path card, there's tons of obstacles. And I teach about flowing and growing. That's kind of my thing, to flow and grow, right? So along your path, when you're met with resistance, I just believe sometimes when we're met with resistance, it's not a part of our path. We should be flowing like water. So I would encourage you to flow like water. So if you're in a job that's creating resistance, then maybe that's not what it's meant for you. If you're in a relationship that's creating havoc and resistance, then maybe that's not the path for you. We're always continually, and we should always be flowing and then growing from the experience. So understand you're on a path, but I think you're on a path to find yourself too. So I think that's the biggest message for you. There's a lot of repeating messages today about going within and finding yourself, but really, truly, our answers are all from within. You don't need one of us to tell you. Really, the answers lie within. But that's what I got. Cass, what'd you get?
I picked out the card Unakite, which is actually one of my favorite cards in the deck because I just love the imagery that goes along with it. And what the card says is answered prayers. All your great work has opened the door for divine solutions and support. And so as you go along your path, you are very supported in your walk. And so you just got to trust that those decisions that you make, good, bad, easy, hard, they're going to be you are headed in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, and I'll follow up with that with the eagle. I love this card. You know, if you feel like you're on that path and then you feel like, well, which way do I go next? Right. Think of the eagle who can see for miles and miles away, who sits on top of this tallest tree and can see for miles and miles and miles. But yet if he doesn't shift his body, he can't see what's behind him. So be willing to be fluid, be willing to see from all angles a situation so that you can make a choice, because it's all about choices. And you definitely have, but we're so always just tunnel vision, doing the same all the time. There's so much more out there. So be able to, you know, be willing to shift a little bit to be able to see new opportunities.
Mm. So I got the star ancestor. Mm. Follow the voice of your soul. Ooh. So first things first, really learning what and how to listen to your soul versus your ego. Mm-hmm. But Melody, are a light worker, and you are being shown that. And so listen to that, because I also call it a light share. Mm-hmm. You are here to share your light. And you have been shown this. So now just trust that voice within and follow it.
Beautiful messages, ladies. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
I have one for Jennifer. Jennifer Lice is on TikTok. She just would love and appreciate a reading. So just a general reading for Jennifer.
Awesome.
So tapping in, Jennifer, I got the patience card. And it says, before you can soar, you must learn how to fly. So I think working on your patience. Again, a message just being present, right? Sometimes we become impatient and worry so much about what the future holds or what's coming next that we miss the opportunity to just be present in today. And I think that's the most important thing, is to live every day like it's the last and being present in every single moment and not worrying so much about what's to come. So from your guides or your people in heaven, I got the patience card. That's something that you should be working on right now. Next.
I got the so this is actually the card for the titanium rose quartz, and it's a card that talks about the multifaceted to like all the different layers and the different decisions, and sometimes just kind of taking a step back and kind of seeing the whole picture is something, instead of trying to focus on like every little detail at once. Cause like, if you look at this card, it's absolutely gorgeous. But if you try to zoom in and focus on all the little tiny aspects, it would be almost overwhelming. So for me, I think it's just taking that kind of like zoom it out a little bit, and it'll give you a little bit better perspective of what's going on with you.
I decided to call to pull from the Keepers of Light, and I got Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
he is the master of forgiveness. But I just found it was very interesting, because we started out with patience, and then when I think of rose quartz, I think of love and this soft, calming energy that the healer, that the master healer brings. And it doesn't matter if you're Christian or not. You know, you can call in Jesus whether you are or not. He is the master healer. Forgiveness, when I think of forgiveness, I think of a lot of times it's so much easier to forgive other people too, than to sometimes go a little bit deeper and see where you might need to have some self-forgiveness, and offering yourself that true love without conditions. That's what this card would stand for me.
So just so you know, I saw him on the other side when I died, and he's he's super hot and tan and chiseled.
Is he? I was going to ask, did you meet Jesus?
I did. Well, he wouldn't look at me. I just saw his chiseled back and his massive, sexy shoulders.
I mean, he's not as hot as like Archangel Michael. Okay?
Well,
Archangel Michael
was
in Brad Pitt.
In your opinion. Super, super
hot. I got Waterfall. Ooh. Effortless. So I'm feeling a tad bit of resistance. I'm feeling like, you know what direction you're supposed to be going, but for some reason you're standing on the edge facing the other way. So just go with the flow, and effortlessly follow your soul.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, ladies. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We've got Tammy. and she would just like a general reading.
All right.
Tammy's in the house.
Tammy.
Tammy.
All right. Tammy. Ooh, Tammy. All right. So the card that I got is the Judgment card. It's the absence of self-reflection and love. But I really think for you, Tammy, it's about, you know, we talked earlier too about forgiving yourself, about looking in the mirror and being okay with who you see in the mirror and loving yourself and forgiving yourself for some of the things that you may hold for guilt or whatever that is for you. But because I feel there's a tremendous amount of guilt or harsh feelings toward yourself. And so I think looking in the mirror, forgiving yourself, and releasing the judgment that you have within is the card that I got for you.
Yeah. And so I got this card. It's Shijalite. And what it says on the card is replace codependent people pleasing with assertiveness and empowerment. And so I think, you know, this card is, all about that, you know, just it's getting to know you and being okay with who you are, because the more you're okay with yourself, then the less you, speaking as a recovering people pleaser, you, the more comfortable you are in your own skin, the more you're going to feel, empowered to know what your boundaries are and be able to hold them in a fashion that is you know, respectable for you and both parties, like you and whoever else you come across. So
wow, love that. And same vibration here. Joan of Arc, the voice of truth. It said that Archangel Michael, who looks like Brad Pitt, by the way, he actually visited her. That was a part of her story, her journey. It said that he did. And he also represents that Shijalite stone that you were just talking about. But, and also just to, you know, grow off of what both of you guys said, coming into your own and like owning that and speaking that, and not being afraid of like, you know, persecution, you know, like Joan of Arc. You know, little but mighty, and or woman, right? Women need to step up and be vulnerable and speak their truth. And it's a new age. I mean, women are coming up, and we also need to get in touch with our feminine side too, because we are very masculine. But speaking just from a place of you know, being authentic from your heart, having courage to let everybody know who the F you are.
Love that.
Yes.
Love it.
I got lake stillness. And Tammy, you need to slow down, girl. I don't know what's going on, but you're just like zoom, zoom, zoom. And I'll never forget the sweet nurse that came into my recovery room when I had gotten out of ICU, who gave me a turtle. And when he gave me the turtle stuffed animal, he said, if you go slower, you'll get things done faster, or you'll recover faster. So go be still, find a place in nature, and think of a turtle. The slower you go, the faster you'll heal. Slow down, Tammy, and take some space for yourself. And in that space, you'll find, you know, more awareness and heightened senses, and you will get messages.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. And she did comment later saying, love that message. So.
Yay.
So, all right, Tracy, you got anyone else?
I have Diana Douglas, just wants a general reading. She'd love a general reading, you guys.
cool.
I'm gonna let you guys go first because I know her. She's a client of mine. So I'm gonna let you guys go first.
Okay. And I do feel like this is probably gonna be our last reading. Just for the
from take a time.
For time.
Okay.
So
go ahead, Shanna.
I'm super excited. I told y'all.
There he is.
I told There's Brad Pitt. You, and oh. I knew he would come up.
Diana but Brad Pitt.
This is my dude, okay?
He is my dude. She's laughing, I'm sure.
Sometimes we are, this I, for me, Archangel Michael, usually for myself, represents protection and being able to call on support and feeling protected in life. Trusting that you have these supportive angelic beings around you, that you're not alone. Even though you can't physically see them 3D, not only Archangel Michael, who is great to have next to you, but also all of your loved ones, your ancestors, right? They are supporting you from above and below. So I just feel like this is a very strong message for you to know that you are not alone. You are completely supported and have people all around you who are protecting you and guiding you. And just be present with them and allow them and surrender to trying to figure it out alone, because you're not.
That's great.
Okay, so I have to be honest. I just pulled this card before, so I thought maybe, you know, I didn't shuffle enough. So I shuffled 3 times and pulled this all 3 times. This is your card. Like, so this is very powerful right now. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was sitting here like, are you kidding me? I just shuffled again and there's waterfall. I just shuffled again. There's waterfall. So you've come to the edge of your comfort zone and find yourself fighting with resistance, moving past your perceived idea of who you are. So it is time for you to flow and to effortlessly embrace who you think you are, because you are on the right path. I don't know what the resistance is about, but sweet friend, it is time for you to move forward.
Mm-hmm. And with that, I have the Ruby Light card, which is the card for passion and purpose. And it says, your enthusiasm gives you energy and motivation to work on meaningful projects that are dear to your heart. And one of the things that I like about this card is the way that she looks. Like, look how much light is around her. And going to that feeling of being protected, being surrounded by love and support, you very much are, and this card helps confirm that message.
Beautiful. And I can confirm she is magical. And so I pulled 2 cards for her, and you're on a journey of finding your peace. You know, you're there, but you need to let down your walls and expectations, right? But you're almost there. All right. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, our hour, can you believe it, is almost up.
No, that was too fun.
So one thing we do at the end of every show is we give everybody a chance to tell our viewers how they can get a hold of you later. So I don't know if you all want to do that separately or together.
Yeah, no, you can just go to our website, mysenseofsoul.com. You can find Mandy and I both there. You can go to our Facebook. We absolutely love to talk to our listeners. I mean, we have made relationships and friends for life, you know, who listen to our podcast. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And they've made friendships within themselves. Yeah. We do have twice a month free sacred circles, and they are freaking beautiful. And I can't believe that I am blessed to be with these amazing women. We learn from each other every time. It's twice a
twice a month. We do one Tuesday morning and one Thursday evening. And that's also at our website, My Sense of Soul. And we have, you know, Instagram, you know, all that good stuff. Mandy and I are not that good at social media, but yeah, we just would love to meet you. So come on there and say hi.
We have soul chats. You can hop on our website at mysenseofsoul.com. If you have something that you're struggling with, want to talk about, or want to learn more about us or any of our programs or workshops that we're offering, you can go on and sign up for a free 30-minute soul chat with Shannon or I. We also are launching Patreon. We'll be doing a live on Sense of Soul on Facebook. The Patreon will have three tiers. It's subscription-based. We're going to have extra content and merchandise. That live will be on Sense of Soul Facebook August 7th at 9 a.m.
And also our podcast, we'd love if you would check it out. We have amazing people coming up, but we put out our episodes on Monday mornings and Friday mornings. So, yep.
You guys, thank you for having us on. That was so fun. Yes,
absolutely.
Again.
Yeah. So Tracy, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yep. So Tria. The Red Couch Medium. I almost forgot who I was for a second. So the Red Couch Media on Facebook, Instagram, and then TikTok. And let me apologize to my TikTok followers because I have not been on in 2 weeks because I've been sick, really, really sick. So I'll be back to doing videos next week and back to readings, but that's where you can find me, the Red Couch Medium. And then Cassie, where to find you? The guru of all things techie.
Yes. So I am Stargazers Unite. So stargazersunite.com or on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, stargazers.unite. You can find me there. As well for Metaphysical Happy Hour, we do have metaphysicalhappyhour.com. We are on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, all other podcast platforms. You can listen to all of our past episodes and also stay tuned with us as we grow. So thank you everybody for joining us, and
okay. Till next time.
Till next time.
Thank you guys. Bye. They say you are who you hang with. It's no coincidence I won't hang with you. Rise and fall together in trouble. Magnet, the way the crazy